My name is Maylene Gleischer. I'm 74 years old, and I immigrated to Canada in 1971. And I was living in Montreal and stayed about 3 years and moved to Vancouver. For my mother and my brother and my sister to come to the country. So we were the first immigrant in our generation. To come to Vancouver is for my mother. She didn't speak English. And it is a city with a lot of Chinese from Hong Kong speak Cantonese at that time. So we came to this city to live. But after a couple of years, I did move to United States and lived there, married to my husband, and lived there 40 plus years. Until 2012, I came back to Vancouver and living right now in Richmond for the last 13 years because my daughter came to this country and she was living in White Rock at that time. And she loved the place. She said, this is a lot beautiful than where we were living in Los Angeles. And at that time, 2012, because my husband had an opportunity to transfer to Oklahoma, and I decided I didn't want to move to Oklahoma. Instead, I moved to Vancouver since 2012 to now. I have two children, all girls, and my older girl recently have a baby, and she's my first grandchild. We were very excited. And my younger daughter is a neurologist, and she's finishing her specialist last year in Boston, and she lives in Seattle right now. We are very happy. She comes to Vancouver, Richmond, to see us almost every month for a weekend, just for one day. And I love Richmond. I have my family here, my sister, my brother, my daughter, and my husband came to visit us once in a while. And I am living since then in Richmond. I really like the place. Although Richmond is like China town, really, you don't need to speak English to go around. But I am doing volunteer work to teach English in Southam Community Center for last 10 years, and I have all these students who are hardly people speak A, B, C, D maybe, and I have to speak to translate what I was teaching and in either Mandarin or Cantonese for them to understand. And a lot of students, they come for 20 years or even older for a long time. And it was I enjoyed the teaching. And other than that, I volunteer some other activity in Southam also. Also, I used to do some volunteer work in the Canada Wellness place, and also some volunteer work for Ali, the founder there. And I was busy enough to do all my volunteer work. And so far, since 2017, my husband did find out he had Parkinson's disease and also dementia, Parkinson's dementia. So he moved to here to join us. And he was not doing good for the last 2 years. And he is staying in a long-term care right now. And that kept me busy. And I really was thinking about resigning the teaching and the karaoke or whatever. But I enjoy the work that can be busy also. And I enjoy the students, and they are so nice to me too. And South Arm is a very good community, and I'm glad I found it since I moved to Canada. And since then, I'm going there a few times a week to do all my volunteer work or their activity. I have a good time there. I really hate not to go there. Anyway, I like traveling, and that's the only time I will take off from my volunteer work if I have to go to Hong Kong to visit my brother, my oldest brother, who's had a stroke and couldn't move or eat for the last 8 years. And last time I visited him was 2 years ago. He could not even recognize me. And I have my older sister in Hong Kong, which I usually spend my time with her. And 2 years ago, I did travel to Hong Kong with my other brother in Richmond and my other sister in Richmond to travel. Anyway, we are all so happy in Richmond and in Vancouver and Canada too. Thank you.